Day 15. Old Stories. Are you letting old stories determine your present reality? We all do it. Experiences from the past that have taught us a hard lesson. Oh, like burning your hand on the stovetop, we get resistant. We don't want to touch that again. We don't want to experience that old pain again. So we stay stuck. But I want to invite you to explore the old stories that are keeping you stuck, because first of all, I'm going to guess there's probably only 2, 3, maybe as many as 5, but probably not more than that, that you are allowing to make the rules for you right now. So I want to invite you into a creative exploration of those stories, and I want you to do that in whatever way works best for you. Here are a few suggestions. You can retell the story from another person's perspective, or go through the story in your mind multiple times, having the maximum amount of compassion for everyone involved. Just rewrite that story. You could make some 5-minute art about that story. Just draw a picture of the feelings. Make up a song or a dance. Don't worry about making it good. I just want you to allow yourself to have some new feelings about that old story. I once heard of a technique used by the writer Charles Saylor. Before he went to sleep every night, he would run through everything that had happened that day, and if there was anything that hadn't gone the way he wanted it to go, he would just rewrite the story inside of his mind. He would tell himself a new story in which he got the outcome he wanted, or in which he got a more pleasant outcome. And because the mind can't tell the difference between what is real and what is imaginary, he was able to go through each new day with all of the confidence and all of the savoir-faire of someone whose world always goes the way they want it to. Isn't that interesting? Now notice, which of your old stories are making your decisions for you? Is it a teacher who told you you weren't good at something? A parent who always ran you down about something? Maybe a competition inside of a friendship? Maybe a bad experience at work? Sometime you got reprimanded or embarrassed. Everyone has those stories. The most successful people you know have those stories. They're just not allowing those stories to drive the car. So take back control of your life and your decisions by de-arming some of those stories. Again, just pick whatever creative expression makes the most sense to you and see if you can exorcise some of those old ghosts. Find a new way to tell that story that is less painful, less self-blaming, and less self-limiting. In your real-life planner today, notice if there's some old stories that are making your decisions for you, and maybe try creating a new story for yourself today. Ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, divine love flowing through us, expressing as us. We come to you to set down the burden of our old limiting stories. We set the backpack down. We take off the heavy garment. We immediately feel lighter. We imagine pulling out each old story and we say, "Thank you for trying to protect me. But now, you are not my story." And maybe that story just goes pop and explodes into a cascade of flowers or fireworks. Maybe our story turns into something delightful. And the next time that story shows up, maybe you hear someone else say it, you can smile and say, "Oh, that's not my story." You are the storyteller of your life. You are the meaning maker. Today, you get to make something new. Amen.